Today we are going to be learning Oisiyos Yedalid and Tesvav in the Kuntres in Yonah Shalteres HaChassidus. In these two Oisiyos, Rebbe reviews the Biurim of Moedani according to Drush and according to Soid, then explains how Chassidus, the Yechida Shebetoira, opens up a new light and life of understanding in the Biurim of Drush and the Biurim of Soid. Let's start with the Biur of Drush. In order to appreciate what's being said in this ois, there's a certain general hakdoma, a certain preface that we all have to understand. That there is a fundamental difference in the way a chassid who learns chassidus looks at mitzvahs and the way someone that doesn't learn chassidus looks at mitzvahs. We know that there are three types, groups, categories of mitzvahs. Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpatim. The two extremes are Mishpatim and Chukim. Chukim are mitzvahs which we do not understand, Shatnez, Paraduma, different mitzvahs. Then there are Mishpatim, mitzvahs that we do understand. You hurt somebody, you should pay them, you should take care of them, steal something, give it back, even give a knas. These are things that make sense. And then there are the mitzvahs of Eidus. Eidos are the mitzvahs that are like Yomim Toivim, which are commemorating different events. We may not have come up with it on our own, but once we hear about these mitzvahs, they make sense because they're commemorating different types of events that took place. Most Yidin, almost every Yid that doesn't learn Chassidus, has the following mindset. And that is like this. Mishpatim are the mitzvahs that I feel that I should do because I understand them. Those are the ones that make sense. I'm working on myself that even the mitzvahs that I don't understand, like chukim, I should do with the same chayis that the mitzvahs that I do understand. A mitzvah that I understand, I do with a big chayis because I understand it. And I'm working on myself, the avoidus Hashem when it comes to the mitzvahs, is that the mitzvahs that I don't understand, I should do with the same chayis as the mitzvahs that I do understand. That's the way your average frum yid approaches these mitzvahs. And that makes a lot of sense. However, a chassid has a punkt fakert, a whole different understanding. If you ask a chassid, the story goes like this. The mitzvahs are supposed to be done with Kabbalah's oil. Which category of mitzvahs is the Kabbalah's oil brought out the most, the strongest, the most apparent? Obviously, chukim. The less you understand with your seichel, the more you're doing the mitzvah with your Kabbalah's oil, because you don't understand it. The avoidah is to remind ourselves that even the mitzvahs that we do understand, we don't understand. The avoided that we are working on ourselves is that even mishpatim, which we think we understand, we should do with the same Kabbalah soil as the chukim that we don't understand. Meaning, the yesoid of mitzvahs, those are the chukim. Those are the easy mitzvahs to do. Because I want to do a mitzvah with Kabbalah soil, and a mitzvah that I don't understand, it's so easy to do with Kabbalah soil. The avoid is to understand that mishpatim really also we don't understand. The Eibishter's rotzen, the Eibishter is bli gvul. Our seichel, if you call it gvul, that's a compliment. Because for many it's almost non-existent. So the little bit of seichel that we have, which is the ultimate gvul, that we should understand the rotzen ha'elyon bli gvul, doesn't make sense. Nor but then, the Eibishter Berachem of Agdoilim allowed certain mitzvahs to be conceptually understood. But we realize that what we understand, we still don't understand. And that's why, by the way, there's a radical and major, major hashkafa chiluk between Hasidim and people that don't learn Chassidus, especially in regards to certain mitzvahs or especially minhagim, that started for a certain reason. But nowadays, those reasons do not apply. Should we still do the minig? Should we still do this inyan? So someone's going to say, well, doesn't make sense. It was started for a certain reason. Batal hasiba, batal hamesuvav. If there's no cause, why are we stuck with the effect? Those that learn chassidus will tell you that that cause may have been the nigladika cause, but the rotzin behind it is beyond that cause. And therefore, just because the seichel of the mitzvah left, or the minig, we still do it because we never were doing it because of the seichel. We are doing it because of the Kabbalah soil. And yes, it's true. We don't understand why we do everything. But that's a quality to realize that even the mitzvahs that we do understand, don't think you understand it. Even those mitzvahs you don't understand. Why is this the akdama for drush? Because what is Moida Ani according to Drush? Moida Ani is that we learn out from the fact that the Eivishter returns our neshama to us. That the same way the Eivishter is machzir our neshama, so too if we have a pikadin from somebody, and that person still owes us other money, we still are machzir the pikadin. Stelt sich the shayla that al pi seichel that that logic doesn't make sense. If the person taka owes you other money, person owes you money, so hold on to there's no way you're going to get it. The whole point of the pikadin, why does the Torah allow you to have a pikadin, is that collateral so that you can get the money back from the person. To give back the pikadin without getting money that's owed to you would be self-defeating. It's almost like I'm just doing the concept of having a pikadin and returning it because it's not helping me. It's not benefiting me. So what's the hasbara behind it? There's the drush, but what's the chayis of this drush? But when you learn chassidus and you realize that mitzvahs are not about the seichel behind the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are about doing what the Eibishter wants. So yes, in this case, it may not make sense according to seichel to give back the pikadin, but you're not doing the giving back the pikadin because of the mitzvah, you're doing it because that is the Ratzon Hashem. That is the Ratzon Hashem. It's not, a mitzvah is not here to accomplish anything else but the mitzvah. The accomplishment is the mitzvah itself, which was one of the big tainus people had on the Rebbe and Mifzoyim. They say you meet a yid on the street, you put tefillin with the yid, what are you going to get from it? Where is it going to lead? The person may remain not frum his whole life. So what do you accomplish with that mitzvah? That whole premise of that statement is flawed. Because the accomplishment is the mitzvah itself. That is eternal. It's not supposed to lead to something else. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah is a benefit. But what you accomplished is the mitzvah itself. You're not looking to accomplish what's more. The mitzvah was accomplished and that's eternal. And that will remain with this neshama lo'ilam void. When you understand mitzvahs and that perception and that understanding, so then you don't ask, well, does it make sense? Of course, the mitzvahs are not making sense. They're the Eibishter's rotzen. The ones that make sense, the Eibishter allowed us to also understand. But not that that's what mitzvahs are. Now let's get according to Soid. Obviously, this is a little bit Kabbalistic. That soid it says that melech is sviras amalchus chay v'kayim sviras yisoid of avmidois, and the neshama comes back when you have melech chay v'kayim, when zod malchus unite together, which is the whole idea of v'chasna yudalet kislev, is the idea of the yichud zod malchus ma'uban. But so how does chassidus be moisif to this? So first and foremost, without chassidus we probably would not understand what it means zod malchus. In other words, chassidus bechlal allows us to know what these terms mean. Without the chassidus, with the mishalim of chassidus, with the chassidus chabad, we wouldn't even grasp. It would just be terms that we don't even know what they're talking about. But benoisif lezeh. Benoisif lezeh. We realize that the whole koyach of having neshamas in the world is from the koyach ha'etzem. Because the world is constantly being created, yesh me'ayin. And the bria yesh me'ayin, that comes from the koyach ha'ein soif. And that's why bechlau we say, chasana and having children is a hemshech of the koyach ein soif. Bligvul generations is not a the koyach heilod is the koyach haatzmus koyach ein soif. Metzadi yichida shebenefesh. Metzadi yichida. We understand that our connection is to etzem, because any other darg of the neshama is connected to the giluyim. Which part of the neshama could understand this concept of etzem? That's only the darg of yechida, which is the etzem. The etzem kshat atoifes mimiktsos yat atoifes bekuloi. Also, the idea that the world is yesh me'ayin, that the world on its own is taken nothing, nothing, and the whole existence of the world is only mitzad the eibishter, that is only mitzad the darg of yechida. Mitzad any other darga, any other giloi, the velt is toifes mokim a little bit. There is some nesinas mokim to oilemis. However, when you have the yechida shebenefesh, that's how you realize that it's gilui ha'etzem, and that the neshama comes from melechai v'kayim, the gilui of yichud ma'am ban, the yichud zoh malchus, which comes mitzad. Which comes mitzad ha'etzem, that is the gilui of the yechida.